It's raining outside. Hey, 各位好，这里是可可听歌学英语，我是 Linda， 这边在下雨 ，and also it's very windy out there. But anyway, I think I'm gonna spend some quality time with you here. 今天要跟大家分享的这首歌呢，名字叫做 You Are a Lover， 你是一个情人了。到底讲的什么东西呢？ Listen to the music first. I'll talk to you later.
You are a lover from today. Can you afford to
Very slow, very sad.
Will you ignore me again?
Can you hear the rain?
Will he always be there? And now you're walking hand in hand, demonstrating something unreal. I know.Feels good to depend. Will he always be there? It's not a shame nor the glory, just a romantic day. Maybe you'll never be sorry.Quite right. You are a lover from today.
This is the first.
Can you afford to dump a friend?
One friend less.
Will you ignore me again?
Once again.
Will he always be?And from the corner of the street, I see you kissing his face. Does he smell really sweet? Will you?It's a romantic day. I will dream of you tonight, and it all will happen to me.
My God, it is just so sad. I'm sorry if you don't like this one. I don't know why I picked it. But anyway, it's slow, so it's kind of my cup of tea. If you don't like it, you can just maybe fast forward. All right, then after the music, let's talk about something. 放歌开始，问了一下大家说这首歌 You Are a Lover 到底讲了什么故事啊 You Are a Lover 讲的就是好朋友恋爱了，我感觉稍微有点小吃醋，然后有一点孤单吧，有点想念他，大概就这样子。如果理解有错的话，那你 come up with your own understanding of the song itself. But anyway, 好了，听歌听完之后的话呢，那咱们还是像往常一样进入今天的这个词汇扩展部分。有没有发现我讲话的时候脑子好像是跟嘴巴连接不起来的，有点脱线的感觉。 It's because it's raining outside, kind of affecting my mood. 下雨天通常都是让人情绪不好的。好了，来看一下今天为大家准备的第一个大词，第一个单词，这个单词请你一定要记住好不好？ not for other reason, but just think about it's Linda. Linda is trying to drum this word into your head. Drum this word into your head. 好了，这个单词什么单词呢 ？Proliferate. Proliferate. P-R-O-L-I-F-E-R-A-T-E. Pro 我们分开来记 ，pro P-R-O， 中间是一个 life。L-I-F-E 然后最后是一个 rate 这个单词 R-A-T-E 读音的话当然不是说 life 和 rate 啊，读音的话 proliferate proliferate 不是 life proliferate proliferate 动词表示扩散或者激增激烈的增加啊，激增或者扩散来听一下例句他说尽管困难重重投资者认为这种交易仍将继续激增 Despite the difficulties investors assume such deals will continue to proliferate proliferate proliferate下一个例句过去一年以来谈论这一问题的书和文章呢大量的涌现出来诶注意一下这个 proliferate 它的使用语境以及就是给你那种感觉 proliferate 有没有发现就是好像细胞啊就是很快速的扩散增加这种感觉 proliferate proliferate books and articles on the subject have proliferated over the last year 过去一年以来论及这一问题的书和文章呢大量涌现好第一个单词讲的就是 PRO 加上 life 加上 rate proliferate proliferate 激增或者扩散好下面要讲这个单词呢 it's gonna give you a bit chill 下面要讲这个单词的话是动词哦，先来听一下我不知道哪些同学能够听懂猜出它的意思 decapitate 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 capital capitate 跟脑袋有关 decapitate 就是杀头斩首的意思 decapitate decapitate 这个单词怎么来的最近有在听一些就是美国的历史上面比较出名的一些案子嘛犯罪的比较有名的一些罪犯嘛然后里面就提到了有一个人的话他就喜欢就是女性嘛针对女性然后去连环杀手连环杀手 decapitate 里面就提到这个单词就是他会把受害人的头给砍下来 decapitate decapitate D-E-C-A-P-I-T-A-T-E decapitate decapitate 听一下例句他说电梯哦就是从那个电梯井垂直落下去的时候然后把一名工人就是的头给斩掉了或者砸的那个工人身首异处 A worker was decapitated when a lift plummeted down the shaft on top of him 好例句当中出现了一个动词 plummet plummet 等一下我们会着重来讲一下继续听这个关于 decapitate 的例句再念一遍可能大家听第一遍的时候对这个例句没有印象它电梯就是掉下从电梯井里面掉下去的时候把里面的一个工人就是砸得身首异处了 A worker was decapitated 一个工人的头被斩掉了 When a lift 当一个电梯 plummeted down 直线 下落坠落 down the shaftOn top of him, 就是从那个电梯井往下掉嘛，然后掉到他身上的时候，他的头，被 decapitated。继续看下面一个例句，讲的是有九具尸体，其中两具的话没有头。There were 9 corpses, 2 of them had been decapitated. 这个 corpse, C-O-R-P-S-E, 它是表示尸体的意思，死尸的意思。好了下面讲就刚刚那个例句当中出现的 plummet 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 P-L-U-M-M-E-T plummet plummet 它是一个动词表示什么呢暴跌或者垂直下落一边讲一边在打字啊不要说我是在打游戏暴跌垂直下落 plummet P-L-U-M-M-E-T plummet, plummet, am I crazy? Yeah, I think so. plummet 它是一个动词，表示暴跌，垂直下落。来听例句，在东京股价已经是连续第六天暴跌了。In Tokyo, share prices have plummeted for the sixth successive day. Successive, S-U-C-C-E-S-S-I-V-E, 它是一个形容词，表示连续的。再听一遍，在东京股价已经是连续第六天暴跌了。In Tokyo, share prices have plummeted for the sixth successive day.总统的声望最近几周已经就是暴跌到前所未有的这个最低点。The president's popularity has plummeted to an all-time low in recent weeks. 下一个，利润从4900万英镑下跌到1100万英镑。Profit plummeted from £49 million to £11 million.那架飞机直直地坠向地面，坠向地球。The plane plummeted towards the earth. Plummet, plummet. 好，接下来我们要讲另外一个单词。这个单词的话跟拉链有关。拉链怎么说呢？拉链既可以叫做 fly， 也可以叫做 zip, zip。但是我们不是要讲 zip 这个单词，我们要在它前面加一个 un, zip。Unzip 是什么意思呢？动词表示拉开拉链，或者我们平时那个文件解压缩，解压文件 unzip。来听一下例句，他说 James 拉开了包包的拉链 ，James unzipped his bag。下面一个，把图标解压到一个子目录里面，大家看一下子目录怎么说 ，unzip the icons into a subdirectory。下载这个文件，然后将它压缩到任何一个解压缩到任何一个空目录当中。Download this file, then unzip it to any empty directory. 有没有发现今天讲的单词可能对很多人来说都是比较生僻的，但是呢，都是我平时遇到的、听到的，那就说明这些单词是能够使，就是真的在实际使用当中的。Alright, and that's all I have for you today. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you've enjoyed everything. Love you. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Be there, it's not a shame, not a glory. Just